First time for a long, long time I'm in bed without taking that little red capsule. If I hide to keep from taking it, the night nurse with the birthmark sends the black boy named Jeever out to hunt me down, hold me captive with his flashlight till she can get the needle ready. So I fake sleep when the black boy is coming past with his light. When you take one of those red pills, you don't just go to sleep. You're paralyzed with sleep, and all night long you can't wake, no matter what goes on around you. That's why the staff gives me the pills. At the old place, I took to waking up at night and catching them performing all kinds of horrible crimes on the patients sleeping around me. I lie still and slow my breathing, waiting to see if something is going to happen. It is dark, my lord, and I hear them slipping around out there in their rubber shoes. Twice they peek in the dorm and run a flashlight over everybody. I keep my eyes shut and keep awake. I hear a wailing from up undisturbed. Lou, Lou, Lou! Some guy wired to pick up code signals. Oh, beer, I think, for the long night ahead. I hear a black boy whisper to the other. Rubber shoes squeak off toward the nurse's station, where the refrigerator is. You like a beer, sweet thing with the birthmark, for the long night ahead? The guy upstairs hushes. The low whine of the devices in the walls gets quieter and quieter, till it hums down to nothing. Not a sound across the hospital, except for a dull, padded rumbling somewhere deep in the guts of the building, a sound that I never noticed before, a lot like the sound you hear when you're standing late at night on top of a big hydroelectric dam. Low, relentless, brute power. The fat black boy stands out there in the hall where I can see him, looking all around and giggling. He walks toward the dorm door, slow, wiping the wet gray palms in his armpits. The light from the nurse's station throws his shadow on the dorm wall, big as an elephant, gets smaller as he walks to the dorm door and looks in. He giggles again and unlocks the fuse box by the door and reaches in. That's right, babies. Sleep tight. Twists a knob, and the whole floor goes to slipping down away from him, standing in the door, lowering into the building like a platform in a grain elevator. Not a thing but the dorm floor moves, and we're sliding away from the walls and door and the windows of the ward at a hell of a clip, beds, bedstands, and all. The machinery, probably a cog and track affair at each corner of the shaft, is greased silent as death. The only sound I hear is the guy's breathing, and that drumming under us getting louder the farther down we go. The light of the dorm door 500 yards back up this hole is nothing but a speck, dusting the square sides of the shaft with a dim powder. It gets dimmer and dimmer till a faraway scream comes echoing down the sides of the shaft. Stay back! And the light goes out altogether.